You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. China and Russia have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution condemning Syria over its crackdown on anti-government protesters. The European-drafted resolution had been watered down to try to avoid the vetoes, dropping a direct reference to sanctions against Damascus. However, Moscow and Beijing say the draft contained no provision against outside military intervention in Syria. The proposal, which was put forward by the Europeans, could have potentially led to sanctions on Syria. China has consistently called for dialogue to end the unrest in Syria, suggesting that outside interference in the country would not be constructive. A 24-hour general strike is underway in Greece in protest at the nation's austerity measures. Flights and ferry services are expected to be cancelled, while schools will also be closed and hospitals will be working with reduced staff. Greece's biggest unions will want a huge turnout to prove that resistance is still strong. The European Commission is meeting later to discuss coordination on propping up banks in Europe. Global financial markets have been in turmoil in recent days over fears that Greece could default on its debts. Meanwhile in Europe, and Moody's has downgraded Italy's government bond rating from AA2 to A2 with a negative outlook. Moody's says the downgrade reflects the weight of growing risks relative to some positive credit data. The upside for Italy includes a lack of significant imbalances in the economy or severe pressure on private financial and non-financial sector balance sheets, as well as the actions undertaken by the government over the summer. A top US Republican is now casting doubt on the Senate bill that has the potential to penalise China for the value of the renminbi. House Speaker John Boehner says that it's pretty dangerous for Congress to tell other countries how to run their monetary policy. The US Senate has already voted to allow debate on a bill that would give the US government the power to add tariffs to goods imported from countries deemed to be undervaluing their currencies, so all to boost exports. The central government here in China says it firmly opposes the Senate vote. The leaders of Afghanistan and India have now signed a strategic partnership agreement during a visit by President Hamid Karzai to Delhi. President Karzai met Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who says that the violence in Afghanistan was undermining security in South Asia. He added that India would stand by Afghanistan when foreign troops withdraw from the country in 2014. Karzai's visit follows a series of attacks which have damaged ties between Kabul and India's rival Pakistan. India is a major player in Afghanistan and has already pledged $2 billion in assistance. Apple has unveiled the latest iteration in its iPhone range, but it's not the highly rumoured iPhone 5. The iPhone 4S, as the model will be known, boasts an improved camera and significantly extended battery life. It will run the latest iOS 5 operating system, which is set for release on the 12th of October. The event was the first major announcement for new boss Tim Cook, who took over from Steve Jobs in August. The announcement has been followed by criticism by analysts and fans, saying that they expected a much greater update to the smartphone. Share prices in rival Android closed slightly up following the announcement. Officials now say that more than 200 people have died in monsoon flooding in Thailand since mid-July. The news comes as further heavy rain is forecast, reservoirs are at full capacity and rivers are already overflowing. Rising water levels have inundated 58 of Thailand's 77 provinces, with 25 still badly hit. Water is also threatening the walls of Buddhist temples in the ancient capital of Ayutthaya, a World Heritage Site. The capital of Bangkok has so far been spared, but it is under threat as Tropical Storm Nalgi is expected to bring more in the coming days. Yemen's Air Force has gone on the offensive in the southern part of the country. The Yemeni Air Force has launched several strikes on suspected al-Qaeda targets in Abayan, killing at least a dozen suspected militants. The strikes have taken place in the city of Jar, the second largest city in Abayan, which is currently under al-Qaeda control. At the same time, heavy fighting is also being reported between Yemeni government ground forces and al-Qaeda fighters near Abayan's provincial capital of Zinjibar. Since May, al-Qaeda has been in control of several cities in Abayan, which is just east of the strategic port city of Aden. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.